Now we go to our Killarney studio, and I'm delighted to say we're joined by Alice McLaughlin. Alice, good morning to you. You're here because your book, you've written a book about a remarkable man who had a great influence on Irish life and on American life, and particularly on life in Killarney and in this county, John McShane, who was known as the man who built Washington, the man who built America, and who back in the last century transferred the land that he owned in Kerry, land which included Ross Castle, Inishfallen Island, two of the lakes of Killarney, and Killarney House to the state of Ireland. An incredible, far-reaching and generous and visionary move. Alice, your book about him, your biography of John, is going to be launched tomorrow. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Trasa. Yes, my book is called More Precious Than Gold, My Enduring Connection with John McShane, the Man Who Built Washington. My connection with him began in 1978 when I was studying for my Leaving Cert. And at that stage, he was 80 years old. And because his only daughter had joined the nuns, he had set up charities, and he was giving a lot of money to Catholic institutions, including hospitals and colleges. And the college I was going to, Immaculata College, advertised it in the Irish Independent. I was in Leaving Cert, one of my teachers saw it, and my connection with John McShane began when I got that scholarship and began to write to him, to thank him. And the amazing thing was that given he was such a significant figure in terms of the iconic buildings he had built all over Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Trenton, Maryland, when I wrote to him as an 18-year-old student, he answered every single letter personally and signed them himself. And fortunately, I kept a lot of those letters, so I've included those in my book. And then I began to correspond with his daughter, who was a nun, and I also have letters from her in the book. So the book is, yes, it's about him, it's devoted to him, but it's also my connection with him, so it's my own story as well, if you like.
And tell us, Alice, about some of the buildings that he was responsible for construction in the United States. First of all, he was responsible for the reconstruction of the White House, but he was also responsible for the building of many, many famous landmarks in America. Can you outline some of those?
Yes. So in Washington, D.C., he built 100 buildings. They were mostly government contracts. And a lot of Irish people would know the buildings. They're among the most famous buildings in all of America. So he built the Jefferson Memorial. He built the Pentagon, which is the war building where all the army headquarters are. And I mean, the Jefferson Memorial is amazing. I grew up on a farm, 100 acres of land. The Jefferson Memorial, the plans, the ground of plans of it cover 100 acres. The actual building covers 100 acres. If you can just imagine how massive that is. He also built the biggest church in America, which is the Shrine to the Immaculate Conception. And that's at Catholic University, also in Washington, D.C. As you said, he remodeled the White House, which literally involved gutting the entire interior and, you know, doing all the insides again. He did that between 1949 and 1952. He also built the National Airport in Washington. He built DuPont Circle. He built the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts, which is the famous building dedicated to John F. Kennedy, the only building actually in Washington, D.C., dedicated to Kennedy. So there are just some of them. He was amazing. John McShane was a very special person because he was a very devout Catholic, but it was a Catholicism that propelled him to do all things well and to share everything he had. So he preferred to build these beautiful, iconic buildings than to build a warehouse and break even. He made very little on some of the buildings I've mentioned. In fact, he lost money on some of them, but he bid it low. Now, he did make a lot of money. He was an astute businessman. He also owned hotels and businesses, and that's really how he made his money. The buildings were really built as monuments, and as I say, they expressed his honouring of God, of the creative potential in him.
Alice, will you stay with us? We just have to pause. We're talking to Alice McLaughlin, the author of The Man Who Built Washington, the biography of John McShane, the man who, as you heard there, was responsible for so many iconic buildings in America, and also donated the lands that he owned in Killarney to this Irish state. The book about his life, written by Alice, who's outlined her connection there to John, is going to be launched tomorrow by the Minister for Heritage, Junior Minister for Heritage, Malcolm Noonan, tomorrow in Killarney House. When we come back, Alice, we might talk a bit more about how he decided to buy land here in Kerry and acquire the lands in Killarney, such beautiful lands. And we're talking to Alice McLaughlin, whose biography of John McShane, the man who built Washington, that's the title, and who transferred over 8,000 acres to the Irish state, including Ross Castle and Killarney House. Her biography of John, whom she got to know personally through correspondence, is going to be launched tomorrow in Killarney House by Minister for Heritage, Malcolm Noonan. Unfortunately, we're a little bit tight on time, Alice, but could you tell us briefly about how he came to move to Kerry and acquire the land in Killarney?
John McShane was a first generation Irishman. His ancestors were from Derry. He had been to Derry a couple of times, but he started having a hobby of horse racing when he was probably in his 50s, and he hired Vincent O'Brien. So he was coming over and back to Ireland for a while, and then he bought into a syndicate which owned Killarney House and 8,500 acres, as you said, including two of the lakes of Killarney, Ross Castle, Inishfallen Island. And then eventually he bought out the entire syndicate, so he was the sole owner, and he quickly donated Ross Castle and Inishfallen to the Irish state, and then he transferred the rest of the land. He kept Killarney House and about 50 acres of gardens for his own use, and he died there in 1989, and then his wife continued to live there until her death about 10 years later, and then all of that Killarney House and the last 50 acres were transferred to the Irish state, and they are now beautifully renovated. The gardens are superb, and it's free of charge for anybody to walk in around the house, where there's a beautiful interpretive centre for the national park, and also to walk around and enjoy the gardens.
A very special and very moving day for you tomorrow. Obviously, the whole exercise in writing the book of John McShane, given your connection, Alice, was very moving. But you must be really looking forward to the book launch in Killarney House tomorrow by Minister Malcolm Noonan. What time is it taking place at, and can people go along?
The book launch is at 11:30, and the invites have been sent out. It's in the garden room in Killarney House, and I'm sure that if people are around, they can come in. I will be signing and selling books there. My book is called More Precious Than Gold, My Enduring Connection with John McShane, the Man Who Built Washington. And I'm delighted. I come to Killarney House at least once every year for a weekend. And I had met Malcolm Noonan last year when we unveiled a plaque out in Inishfallen Island in honour of John McShane. And so he came back. He's coming back tomorrow.
Brilliant.
To launch the book.
Well, yeah. Every success, Alice. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Can I just say the book
briefly.
Is for sale for anybody who's not in Killarney, around Killarney House tomorrow. The book is for sale in Brickeen, in the shop, in Brickeen Restaurant and Shop in Killarney.
Thank you so much, Alice. Thank you. And every success with the biography, your book, More Precious Than Gold, The Man Who Built Washington, the biography of John McShane. Thank you for that, and thank you for joining us in our Killarney studio. We're nearly out of time now. Now, we played the Spanish National Anthem earlier on the show with lyrics, even though it's one of the few places in the world where there are no official lyrics. A listener got in touch, and thank you so much, because I didn't know this, and thank you for pointing this out to me. They said that Spanish national anthem we played with lyrics are basically deemed as fascist, are basically fascist linked lyrics. This person is not bothered, they're not offended, but they just wanted to make us aware of it. Thank you so much. And those old lyrics are directly linked to Franco's rule and era and are highly politically charged. So charged that Spain couldn't decide on new lyrics in 50 years. Thank you very much, listener, and apologies for that mistake. But as it shows, the past still runs deep, and thank you so much for pointing it out. Just to end the show, we had made a promise ahead of England versus Spain playing in the Euros final on Sunday in Berlin. Somebody asked us to play a Viva España, which is not a Spanish song. It doesn't make much sense. It actually was written by Dutch writers, and we will play it out anyway. And who knows, will it be a Viva España come Sunday evening?
Of making smooth advances in the rain.